at Pro Wrestling History with Bash!
In 1970, at the Boston Garden in Boston, Massachusetts, the Worldwide Wrestling Federation, WWF, world champion Bruno Sammartino beat Crusher Verdoux in a Texas Death Match. I remember being there at the Garden for this match, drinking a Dunkin' Donuts black coffee, watching Verdoux's 60-inch chest and eating a crawler, or 12. In 1998, in Greenville, South Carolina, Ric Flair returned to World Championship Wrestling, WCW, after being suspended the previous spring by Eric Bischoff for attending his son's wrestling tournament instead of showing up to work for a WCW taping. In 2013, in Detroit, Michigan, lovely there this time of year, World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, broadcast their Night of Champions pay-per-view, PPV. The main event was WWE champion Randy Orton and Daniel Bryan. The match ended with Bryan landed his running knee finisher to Orton's face. Ref Scott Armstrong counted a really fast three count, which gave Bryan his second championship win and first WWE championship belt. Yes! 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 Sorry, that actually sounded kind of graphic. In 1980 in Landover, Maryland, Hulk Hogan attempted to slam Andre the Giant but fell backwards, allowing Andre to pin him 1-2-3. Believe it or not, Hulk tried again to pick up Andre the Giant at the beginning of the WrestleMania 3 showdown and fell backwards again. The only difference this time was Hogan kicked out. I need to rewatch the beginning of this match. I need some kick-out pointers for when I'm with my wife. And in 1956 in Baltimore, Maryland, Lillian Ellison won a tournament by beating Judy Grable in the finals and won her first title, the Women's World Title. After the match, she was given the name The Fabulous Moolah by Vince McMahon Sr. Moolah would then hold on to the title for a record 28 years. That's This Week in Pro Wrestling History. I'm Bash. Follow me on the socials at Bash and Barb or visit bashandbarb.com for more.